last week we spoke a little bit by Shalosh Shudas. We spoke about Usnas, Yosef, Dina, and how everything like worked out that Yosef ended up marrying Usnas, and Usnas was a daughter of Dina. Now, I said that last week, and a bunch of people were startled by that fact. It is definitely a. It's not a clear, accepted of across the board by everyone. However, people want to know what the source is, so I'll share with you now. The source is Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. It says, "Usnas bas Poitifera hoisa bita shel Dina shenolda mishchem ben Chamor." That's what the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says. That it was in fact. That Usnas was Dina's daughter. So this week we're also going to speak a little bit about Yosef and being Mesalsel Besaroi. Then we had spoken about that Yosef and Dina kind of had like opposite tendencies. Yosef was busy with his hair, which is not normal for a man, and Dina was very outgoing, which is not normal for a woman. So we said the reason is because they had switched and they left some sort of vestiges of chromosomes or whatever it is that remained, that they should have different tendencies perhaps. We're going to say today a different pshat, a very, very different pshat, a beautiful idea in Yosef being Mesalsel Besaroi. It says as follows, the pasuk says, Ve'ele told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvas Reishana, 17 years old, Hayeroyes Echav Batzoin Ve'hunar. Now, what does it mean, hunar? So Rashi there says, oisa maisa nairis, he did something that was like youthful or childish, and he was misakin misairoi, mishamish be'enav, he was busy with his eyes, with his hair. Kedeshia nira yofe, should look nice. Makes it sound like Yosef was like busy always with his chup or something like that, which is hard for us to fathom. Because in general, we know that the shtark of Bachram are not the ones that are busy with their chup. In general, someone who's very busy with his chup means that he's lacking in some sort of, you know, feeling of like something that's meaningful in his life. So he needs like externals in order to make him feel good. But Yosef Atzadik, I mean, we haven't had in the generations, at least in the recent generations, anyone, a great person who was busy with his chup. So what's going on over here? How could we say not only that, but the pasuk tells us he was ben zekunim huloi. Zekunim, Rashi tells us, is he was the son that that Yaakov taught most of his chachma to. He was the son that was most drawn to chachma. He was the biggest talmid chacham in the group. So what's going on that Yosef is being misalsel misairo? How do we understand that? Also, if you look at the way that the pasuk brings down, it says hunar espenei bilah espenei zilpa. He was nar them. So what does that mean? So Rashi says something else. Rashi says rogil etzel bnei bilah. He was found. He used to hang out a lot with bnei bilah. Lefishay achiv mevazin oisam, because the other brothers, the sons of Leah, would talk down to them, would look down at them because they were kilu lower class, because they were the sons of shivchas. So he dafka would stay close to them and spend time with them. So that's the same word, nar. On the one hand, we say that he had a nice chup. On the other hand, it says that he would hang out with the chevra, which is, you know, the ones that were perhaps being ignored. Okay. So to understand this, we have to understand what Yosef's tachlis, his tafkid in this world was. And we'll see it's not simple what's going on over here. The pasuk says that Yosef was nar. So the Tikkunei Zohar tells us that Yosef was actually a Gilgal of Chanoich ben Yered. Let me tell you about Chanoich ben Yered. The Tikkunei Zohar is telling us that he's a Gilgal of Chanoich. Chanoich was a very impressive person, super impressive person. And Yosef was a Gilgal of Chanoich, which means that Chanoich, even though he was super impressive, didn't finish his job on this earth. Yosef came back to somehow fix that for him, to do his tikkun. So who was Chanoich? Chanoich, the pasuk says, in Parshas Noach or the end of Bereshis, Vayishalech Noach es Elokim ve'einenu ki lokach oiso Elokim. Hanoch went with Hashem and he disappeared because Hashem took him. And over there, the Targum Yonason tells us something amazing, which is that Hanoch actually he morphed into a malach. Hanoch became a malach, which we call Matat. So a lot of the malachim, some of the malachim, you don't say their names for various reasons. He became a malach called Matat. That was who Hanoch became. He morphed into a malach. He left this world. He just disappeared. He didn't die or anything. He just moved on to the next world, and he became a malach. So that is Yosef Atzadik was zoicha to the neshama, says the Arizal in Shar Gilgulim of Hanoch. Let's try to understand who was Hanoch. What was this? What was going on here? It says Vayishalech Hanoch. As we mentioned, Hanoch seemed to be a very impressive person. What did he not do, or do wrong, not do, and how is Yosef going to fix that? The Chassam Sofer explains as follows. Hanoch lived in the same generation, basically, as Noach, or a similar time frame as Avram Avinu. We lived in the time right before the Mabel. He lived right before the Mabel, which is important. That's an important detail. Hanoch was a person who was very insular, which meant that he didn't want to have anything to do with this world. He basically sat in his bubble and stayed there, and he just learned and he davened all by himself, and he kind of like removed himself totally from this world, almost like a malach, like he lived in a different world. And eventually he actually moved on to a different world. He didn't live in this world. And says the Chassam Sofer, it's very different approach than that of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was in this world, and Avram Avinu confronted other people. Hanoch left everyone else alone. He was like not busy with anyone. He just wanted to build his own sensitivities to become as close to Hashem as he could. Avram Avinu was busy with his father, he was busy with the Nefesh Asher Asu Becharon, he was busy with Orchim, he was busy with lots of other stuff. Avram was going out there to meet people. Now Hanoch warped into... He morphed into a malach. Avram didn't. And says the Chassam Sofer, because Hashem doesn't put us on this world because he wants malachim. That's not why we're here. If he wanted malachim, he has them up there. He wants us to engage in this world. And that was Chanoch's mistake. Chanoch didn't in any way engage anyone else. Now Yosef HaTzadik came back into this world. The neshama of Chanoch came back as Yosef. And what Yosef wanted to do was engage other people. He wanted to elevate other people. So who is a better choice than his own half-brother? You see, the sons of Bilhah, they were considered to be lower class. Why? Because they didn't have some prestigious mother. So they were like, they were being ignored. Yosef Davka went in order to spend time with them. He Davka did that. So, and that is why Yosef was Misalsel Besaira. You know, there was a person, called the architect of Torah in America. His name was Rashraga Feivel Mendelovich. When Rashraga Feivel came to America, he took off his strimal, or maybe he never even put one on. He said, if I want to do what I have to do, I can't be wearing a strimal. I need that people should be able to relate to me. I need that people should be able to feel like I'm one of them. So therefore, he didn't put a strimal on. Yosef HaTzadik, he felt like if he's going to hang out with the B'nai Bilhah, he's going to have a chup. He wasn't doing it because he wanted to look beautiful. That wasn't his point. He just realized that in order for him to take care of youthful people, his younger brothers, in order for him to be able to take care of people that are slightly more immature, he needs to go down to their level. That's what Chanoch did not do. Chanoch went up, became an angel, he was gone. And Yitzchak became an angel, matat, whatever that means. But Yosef HaTzadik did not. And Yosef brought himself down to their level. And that's what real chinuch is. Chanoich is miloshen chinuch. Chanoich lenar al pidarkoi. Yosef was a nar, that was chanoich. Chanoich was supposed to do chinuch, he was supposed to help educate the generation because he had so much knowledge, he had so much understanding, and he could have shared it with others, but he was afraid that if he does that, so it's going to bring him down. He didn't want to do that. Yosef came back. Ben Zakunim. Yosef had so much chachma. Zakunim is zekana chachma. So Yosef had that, and he shared it with his brothers. That is how Yosef was mesaken the neshama of Chanoch. And it's particularly appropriate during the time of Chanukah. Chanukah is milashon of chinuch. Chanoch is Chanukah. It's Chanoch Hey. Chinuch is Chanoch Hey. This world is the letter of Hey. So therefore, the Chanoch went out of this world. He became an angel. He became Matat. He went into the next world. But Yosef is Chanoch Hey. And we know there's a connection of Yosef to Chanukah. It's not a coincidence that we're learning these parashios at the same time of Chanukah. Yosef is Gematria Melech Yavon, Gematria Antiochus. Yosef has a lot to do with Chanukah, because that's what the Yavonim were trying to do. La'ashgichem Torasecha, what they really wanted to do is they wanted to start with the younger generation. They wanted to uproot the chinuch. That's what they were trying to do, the Yavonim. And that's an interesting thing. The Magen Avraham brings us a minig that it says, Noyegim ha-ne'orim ha-aniyim l'save b'chanuk al ha-psachim. The minig is that the young poor people should go around in order to collect. Why young poor people? Why not old? Most mishalachim are older. I, in general, don't give to young people because I'm trying to figure out, like, who is he collecting for? What's he collecting for? You have someone who's a little bit more mature. You assume he's a little bit more responsible. But sometimes you have these young people. I don't know what's going on over there. Why is the minig on Chanukah to give to young aniyim, to ne'arim? The answer is because Chanukah was a time when we were trying to be mechazek the ne'arim. They were trying to attack the younger generation. That's what Yavon was trying to do. La'ashgichem Torasecha. We should forget the Torah. How do they get us to forget Torah? What are they doing? The answer is they're gonna attack us at the. That's why the kids were not able to learn. That's why a lot of the things we do on Chanukah are somewhat childish. Like we have a dreidel. It's a childish game, right? And we have sufganiyot. I already had one. That's enough for me. I can't have any more. My age. It's like you just can't do it. So what? This is childish food. It's childish toys. Enochanami. Chanukah is in order to is really for us to address the children. I saw Reb Chaim Friedlander brings down that there's an inyan of Chanukah gelt. What's the inyan of Chanukah gelt? Chanukah presents. I'm not sure. We haven't necessarily found. I found one source for Chanukah presents, but Chanukah gelt. The inyan is that children weren't learning. So it was very hard to get them back into the Beis Medrash. We can relate to that, having been outside of the Beis Medrash for a little while. So how do you get them back in the Beis Medrash? So it says Reb Chaim Friedlander, they had to like give them gelt. They were giving them prizes in order to get them back in. That's what they had to do. And that's the source for why we're giving gelt on Chanukah. There's another idea of why we have matanas on Chanukah is because Chanukah is a time of... Chanukah is the time when Hashem gives us a gift. There's a difference between the dreidel and the grager. The grager, I think this the Bnei Yisoscha says this beautiful idea, you shake from the bottom, you spin it from the bottom. The dreidel, you spin it from the top, says the Bnei Yisoscha, because Purim is a time when Klal Yisrael affected the change. In other words, it's his Sayerusa. The inspiration came from us. We all gathered together, we fasted, we changed. Purim, Chanukah, on the other hand, was Hisayrusa de la'ela, not Milatata. It's Hisayrusa de la'ela, means it came from on top. So you spin a dreidel from the top. I'm like the Faker to cup that likes to spin it upside down, but you're really not supposed to. You're supposed to spin it from the top, right? Which means that really the inspiration is coming from Hashem. Hashem is giving us a gift. Chanukah is a gift of Kedusha. It's not necessarily because we were deserving it, but that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu gifting us this Yom Tov. So therefore we get gifts, we give gifts, so in order to be able to bring down the Shefa. And that's the reason why Chanukah is a time where we speak about Ner Ish Ubeisai. There's an emphasis on the house, on the kids. Kids light candles, kids are chayiv in candles. Right? It's in order to realize that we're trying to be mechanech. We're trying to educate. We're trying to get them to the children to become the best that they possibly can. Yosef HaTzadik was willing to go down a little bit in order to speak to the younger generation. Now listen to this amazing thing. This is my own idea. I think it's amazing. I'd like to end with this. It's based on Chassam Sofer. You know, Yosef had a major nisayan in his life. His nisayan was Eishes Potiphar. Major nisayan. And at the last moment, as he was about to falter, so it says he saw an image of his father, b'chaloin. B'chaloin is in a window. But a chaloin is also a mirror. The Medrash says he saw an image of his father in a mirror. In other words, Yosef used to look, he was Masalsel Basairo, he was busy with his hair and everything, right? He used to look in the mirror. And when he looked in the mirror, he saw his father instead of seeing himself. So why did the Hatzalah come from the mirror? Why did it come from the mirror, Dafka? So I'd like to say, over one time, we had over here a Pinchas Breuer. Pinchas Breuer is a big Rav. He was the Rav of Aguda, of Avenue L, I think it is. Now he lives here. And we was talking to him about, you know, spending time with your Talmidim, taking away from time that you have with your family. And he said, the Chassam Sofer gives a Haftacha, any person, that he gives from himself for others, so he won't lose out in his Ruchnius, in his children. Really, really, Chazal tells us. Chazal say, Mitalmida Yosef Mikulam. So here's Yosef HaTzadik. He's trying really hard to help these B'nai Bila, B'nai Zilpa. He's trying to relate to them. So he has this chup. And that's kind of what's, you know, in a certain way, his downfall, because he looks so handsome that Ishus Batifar, she tries to make advances on him. And what happens? From the very mirror where he was beautifying himself comes an image of his father. Because Yosef was doing it for the right reasons. There's sometimes people, they convince themselves they want to do a kirov, or they want to, yeah, they're full of baloney. They just they're not ready for that at all. But Yosef was doing this l'shem shamayim. He really wanted to help his brothers, and therefore, from the mirror, he sees an image of his father, which saves him from the temptation. Because if a person is going to go out of his way for someone else, so then he will not lose out. That he will actually be protected from that very thing. If a person is willing to give up his time for someone else in learning, so then we say that a person learns more from his Talmidim. It doesn't make any sense. Talmidim, take up your time. You have to deal with them. You have to kind of go down onto their level. Mi Talmida Yosef Mikulam. So from there itself, I will learn more from my Talmidim. Yosef Satzala came from that very mirror that he used in order to be Mesalsel Basairo. This is some thoughts about Yosef HaTzadik and about also the idea of Chanukah and the idea of Chinuch. And we should all try as much as possible to also to give others, the people that are around us, to try to like help them, to inspire them. And in that Tzchus, Be'ez Hashem, we should all also be able to go Maila. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.